B-Pod Studios.
97.5, The Fanatic.
And the head coach of your Philadelphia Flyers, Alain Vigneault, joins us here on the John Kincaid Show. Coach!
How we doing?
This is exciting stuff.
Pretty much what I said to my players, you know. clean slate. We definitely are not a reflection of what happened to our season last year. The veteran players that were here in Philly, obviously, we all have something to prove. Very excited about this new year in front of fans. So I'm hoping for my first normal year in Philly. That's what I'm hoping for.
My friends in NHL circles said to me, Alain Vigneault makes his bones as a head coach teaching. Did you have restrictions because of the restrictions in practice, because of those type of things? Do you feel it hampered your opportunity to get the guys up to speed and to be the kind of well-oiled machine you wanted to be?
We didn't, basically, in last year, we didn't have practice time. We were just playing. We were shut down for a while because of COVID, made our schedule even more condensed. So, you know, I told everyone, especially the returning Flyers coming in, to turn the page on last year, forget about it, don't even address it. Let's focus on the present, what we can control, and that's what we've done. We've had an outstanding training camp, great energy, great feedback from the players, good practices. We've practiced more in training camp than we did all through last year, so I'm hoping that it's going to reflect tonight. Guys are ready, and it's time to play.
Alain, with new players coming into your system, is it a case where you tweak towards their talent a little bit, or is it that these guys are made for your system that you like to play?
I would say it's a little bit of both. We brought in some veteran players that obviously have played under some very strong coaches in their past teams. So they're pretty much well used to any type of system. What we've done is we've looked at our group. We've looked at the dynamic. Chuck obviously did a great job this summer of bringing in veteran players, of bringing in players that would address our whole defensive core and our offensive core. And I've told him, you've done your job. Now it's up to me and my players to do mine. Our system is going to be one that's efficient, that obviously plays to the player's strength. We're going to be a fast-paced team, hard to play against, and we're hoping to show that right tonight.
Coach, was there some commonality of the acquisitions this summer? Was there something that you guys were looking for that you felt your locker room was lacking?
Again, I don't want to take anything away from the players that were here in the past. They were good players, good people. But we needed to change that leadership dynamic within our dressing room. And the players that we brought in, from Cam Atkinson to Ryan Ellis to Ritsalainen to Brassard to Keith Yandel, all great people, all good leaders in their own ways, which are going to help, I think, the Giroux's and the Couturiers to establish a better in-group accountability. Any team that has success, you've got that great in-group accountability. I feel the guys that we brought in are really going to help us do that.
97.5, The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5, The Fanatic.
I think the one thing that surprised a lot of people last year was Carter Hart. You expected him to kind of take the next step. He didn't. He struggled. What steps did you guys take in the offseason to kind of get him right and get him back on track?
I mean, there's no doubt in today's hockey, the most important position is goaltending. Carter's had a good summer. Finally, a normal summer of training. Trained with our goaltender coach and his goaltender coach in Edmonton together. They spent a lot of time on and off the ice. On the ice, obviously, working on what he needs to do. Off the ice, watching video. And Carter Hart that I'm seeing now is the same Carter Hart that I saw our first year. You can see the confidence. You can see in his eyes that he's happy to be here. Normal circumstances, hanging around with his teammates. So you know, he's a young goaltender. And whether it be in hockey or in any area in life, it's not always a straight line up. There's always peaks and valleys. You got to learn from those valleys, those tougher situations to help you become a better person and a better player, in this case, a better goaltender. And I'm real confident that's what's going to happen.
Now, you talk about you've been a highly successful NHL head coach, but much like the goaltenders, there's probably things that you look at last year. You self-scout. You look at things. What do you want to see differently out of yourself this year?
Yeah, well, that's a real good question. And one of the things that between the coaches that we talked about coming into this season was obviously we wanted our teaching and training camp to be right to the point, attention to detail. But also, because last year was a challenging year, we felt that it was really important to come in here with a real positive, upbeat attitude. And really, we didn't have to do it because the energy we're seeing from our players, the energy they're bringing every day, it's just making this right now. It's not going to be, it's not going to always look pretty, but the guys want to win. They want to win for Philly. We're here to become the best team that we can be, and I'm real confident that's going to happen.
What do you need out of the fans tonight and every night now that you get a full barn again?
Yeah, well, you know what? I've been very fortunate. I've coached for two original six teams, Montreal and the Rangers. And those original six teams have sort of a cult that follow them on the road, great support at home. Well, Philly is as close as you can be to original six team. And when we go on the road, that support, that cult atmosphere, those fans behind you, you have it. In our building, it's to the extreme. That's what we need to see, that support, that backing up, and I'm confident that's what we're going to have.
Coach, we appreciate you making time for us this morning. Good job, and we look forward to seeing you beat Vancouver tonight.
Thank you very much, guys. Thanks.
There you go. Coach Lane Vigneault joining us here on the John Kincaid Show as the Flyers get ready for opening night.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.